Good morning and welcome to the Builder's Briefing for February 26, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. Big show today. Coding agents are officially growing up. We've got a diffusion-based reasoning model, vectorless RAG, and a truly charming story about a dog that vibe codes games.
We're saving the dog for later. But yes, today's news has a very clear theme. It's all about agents becoming real infrastructure. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Anthropic shipped Claude Code Remote Control, basically a programmatic interface that lets you drive Claude Code sessions from external tools, scripts, and CI pipelines. No more humans sitting in a terminal. You can now treat Claude Code as a headless coding agent, pipe in context, stream back results.
This is the piece that was missing, right? Like, before this, you had Claude's chat API on one side and Claude Code as this interactive terminal thing on the other. But if you wanted to, say, wire it into your CI pipeline or build custom IDE tooling, you are basically hacking around the edges.
Exactly. And the Hacker News thread, 350 plus points, the consensus is pretty clear. This turns Claude Code into a callable service. You hand off a coding task with full project context, and it just runs. The big unlock is orchestration. Agents calling agents.
And what's wild is the timing. There's a new agent toolkit called PyMono trending today with like 3,800 GitHub stars. It bundles a coding agent's CLI, web UIs, a Slack bot, VLLM hosting, the whole stack. So you could pair PyMono for orchestration with Claude Code Remote Control for execution, and you've basically got a production-grade agent pipeline.
Right. And the signal from Anthropic is pretty clear. The winning workflow isn't a copilot you babysit. It's programmable infrastructure. The race now is about who builds the best orchestration layer on top of these primitives.
Stop building chat wrappers. Start building orchestration. Got it. Love it.
Okay, shifting to models. Mercury 2 dropped from Inception Labs. And this one's architecturally interesting. It's a reasoning LLM built on diffusion, not autoregressive decoding. So instead of generating tokens one at a time, it's using a fundamentally different inference approach.
That's interesting, because if you're latency-bound on reasoning tasks, code analysis, planning agents, diffusion decoding, could cut your inference time significantly. Definitely worth benchmarking if you're running anything time-sensitive.
Also notable today, Page Index, which proposes vectorless RAG. Instead of embedding documents and doing vector search, it uses LLM reasoning to index and retrieve pages directly. If your RAG pipeline has been fighting embedding drift or chunk boundary problems, this is a completely different paradigm.
I mean, every team I know that's built RAG has hit the chunk boundary problem at some point. Skipping vectors entirely sounds almost too good to be true, but the approach is compelling enough to prototype against.
One more quick model note. Moonshine, an open-weight speech-to-text model, is claiming higher accuracy than Whisper Large V3. If you're paying for Whisper API calls for transcription, you might be able to drop that cost to zero with better results. Link in the briefing.
OpenLate STT beating Whisper? That's a big deal for anyone building voice interfaces. Definitely one to watch.
All right, DevTools. We mentioned PyMono already, but there's a whole wave today. Py, separate project at py.dev, is a minimal terminal coding harness getting solid Hacker News traction. If Claude Code and Cursor feel too opinionated for you, Py is the stripped-down alternative.
And then there's Learn Claude Code, which is an educational repo that walks you through building a nano-coding agent from scratch in Bash. Like just Bash and API calls. If you want to understand what's actually happening under the hood before you build on top of these tools, that's your weekend project.
ByteDance also open-sourced Deerflow, a super agent harness designed for tasks that run minutes to hours with sandboxes, memory, sub-agents, the whole deal. This is production-tested orchestration from a company running agents at real scale.
Right, and that fits the theme perfectly. ByteDance isn't building a chatbot. They're building long-running agent infrastructure. Same direction as Anthropic. Same direction as everyone today.
On the infrastructure side, two quick ones. Plano is an AI-native proxy that sits between your agents and the outside world. Handles routing, observability, all the middleware, so your agent code stays clean. And DeFi keeps trending as probably the strongest open-source platform for agentic workflows with a visual editor.
DeFi is great if you need non-technical stakeholders tweaking prompts and flows. Plano is for when you're past prototyping and drowning in plumbing. Different stages, both useful.
Oh, and fun launch! Persoma Live out of a CVPR 2026 paper. Real-time portrait animation for live streaming. If you're building avatar products or virtual influencer tools, this is state-of-the-art and the code is available now.
Virtual influencers powered by real-time animation. We really are living in the future, huh?
Security Corner. Two fun ones. Hysteria, a censorship-resistant proxy built on Quick, is gaining traction. That'll test it if you need apps working in restricted networks. And then there's this neat analysis showing new hacker news accounts are 10 times more likely to use MDashes, which turns out to be a surprisingly effective signal for AI-generated content.
The MDash thing is hilarious because once you see it, you can't unsee it. If you're building content moderation or authenticity detection, apparently just count the MDashes. Add it to your classifier.
Quick hits. Denmark is ditching Microsoft. European digital sovereignty keeps rolling. Someone hacked an old Kindle into a bus arrival display, which is peak hacker energy. Rustdesk, the open-source TeamViewer alternative, still trending. And yes, a dog vibe coded a game. Link in the briefing. It's exactly as charming as it sounds.
The dog one. I just need everyone to know it's a real dog pressing buttons and an AI turning that into a playable game. We've peaked.
So the takeaway today is crystal clear. Coding agents are graduating from interactive tools to programmable infrastructure. Claude Code Remote Control, PyMono, Plano, Deerflow, they're all pointing in the same direction. The winning architecture is agents orchestrating agents, not humans typing prompts.
If you're building dev tools or AI-powered products, the message is, stop building chat wrappers and start building orchestration layers. The teams that treat coding agents as API callable services are going to ship 10x faster than the ones still stuck in the Copilot mindset.
That's the Builders Briefing for February 26th. All the links and repos are in the show notes. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. We'll see how fast teams start building on that Claude Code Remote Control API. Until then, go build something.
And if your dog built something first, send us the clip. See you tomorrow.